Well, hello, everybody. This is Dion Walker, a.k.a. The Music Man. You might remember me from March back on Blind Cool Tech when I discussed the Talk Box and how it worked and how you could get that famous Roger Troutman and Zap sound. Today, we're going to be talking about something completely different. As a matter of fact, we're going back down memory lane. We're going to go back down to our childhoods, for those of you who had a perfect childhood and a very, very good one to remember. Of course, I did, and I'm sure most of you out there did as well. We're going to be talking about 2XL. 2XL is a toy robot that is no longer being made anymore. However, there were two versions made. One version was made in the late 70s to about 81, so about 1978 to 1981, by Mego Toys. And then we did not hear about 2XL for a long, long time. The first 2XL toy ran on 8-track cassette tapes, and it ran on power, so you did not need batteries or anything like that. Tiger Electronics brought the toy back in 1992, and it ran on tapes, except it was 4-track instead of 8. And it could run on either AC adapter and or 4D batteries. I have the Tiger Electronics version, and it runs on 4D batteries, which I've got right now sitting on my lap. And we're going to describe the Tiger Electronics version in detail. At the top, there's a handle that you can carry with him. So you can actually carry it in your hand. You can look underneath if you've got one of these. Follow along with me. If not, I will definitely describe this. So we're going to do that now. As I said, starting from the top, we have a handle that is a carry-on. It's just glued on to the body of the robot. Then underneath, if you feel like a little area, that's his speaker. It's kind of like fake hair, I guess, to kind of give the robot personality. It's a blue speaker, for those of you who have some sight. The handle is colored gray. Kind of a whitish gray, if you will. The handle is a whitish gray. The face of the robot is black. This is where you would see the eyes flash, and if you move further down on the robot, you will see and feel another black area. This is where the mouth will flash. Underneath that, you have three buttons. The first button, if you go from left to right, is the rewind button. Next to that, there's a bit of a indentation, if you will, kind of a, I won't call it a dip, because that's not what it is. It's a high indentation. But next to that high indentation, the second button is the stop button. Then the third button is the play button. So you have three buttons. The rewind button, then you have your high indentation, then you have your stop, then play. Then on the door, you will feel the word 2XL. Now, this is the number 2, the letter X, and the letter L. This is on the cassette door. This is actually where the cassettes go in. Now, you can take your thumb and pointer finger and pull it open, and the cassette will go inside. There's only one way that the cassette goes in, so if you put it in the wrong way, you'll know that because you'll notice that the inner workings of the tape cassette is facing upward instead of downward. Also, I must mention right now that the cassette tapes only go in, they go in both sides, but if you put it in backwards, you'll get a backwards talking robot. So I thought I'd point that out. I'm going to shut the door now, as you just heard. Now below that, there are four buttons. Here's where it gets confusing for those of you who have never run this robot before. As I said, there are four buttons, 1, 2, 3, 4, from left to right. The first button is the yes, the number 1, and the question button. So the first button acts as three buttons. Okay? The second button acts as no, number 2, and the A button. The third button acts as the C, true, and 3 button. The fourth button acts as number 4, false, and C button. And I'm sorry, I should make a correction right now. I meant B as in boy for the second button, so I'm going to go through those again, so that way you guys don't think you'll get 2 C buttons. You don't get 2 C buttons, you get 1, but we're going to start from the beginning. The first button acts as button 1, the question button, and yes. The second button, button number 2, acts as the number 2 button, no, and A. The third button acts as button 3, B as in boy, and true. The fourth button acts as C, false, and the 4 button. So there you go. That's all the buttons. And we're going to take you through one of the programs that actually comes with this 2XL robot. We're going to take you through the introductory program. And I think that without further ado here, before we get into that, though, we are going to do that. But before we get into that, there's also I want to describe the rest of the robot to you. On the back, there's a pocket where you can slip a couple of cassette tapes in. So if you're on a camping trip or something like that, or if you have one of those car trips that are just boring, and your parents are listening to stuff that you really don't care about one way or the other, you can take this along with you, get plenty of D batteries, and just have a ball. Bring all your tapes and things like that. The arms are on the left and right side. The volume control for 2XL is underneath the right arm. The AC adapter slot is on the bottom left. So if you were to look at the bottom left side of your robot and feel an indentation in a hole there, there's where your power adapter goes. The right side is the same way, except it is for an earphone jack. So you can plug headphones into this and have a blast. Let's see. The D batteries go on the bottom. It takes 4 D batteries, as in dog. And my recommendations, get Duracell. of course, they make rechargeables now, so you could probably run some rechargeables through this bad boy and not have any issues. Without further ado, I say let's get started with this program. We're going to act like this is the first time we've interacted with 2XL, because I want you to hear some of the things that he does. Now, I may get a few answers wrong. I will do this purposefully, because I want you to hear some of the insults he spouts out. The jokes that he says are quite cute. They are corny, but this is a kid's toy. What do you want? So without further ado, I think we are going to get started here. Here we go.
Thank you for turning me on. I am 2XL, the smartest toy robot in the world. And if you don't believe me, just come a little closer, and I will try to prove it to you. In this program, I will do most of the work. All you have to do is to follow my instructions carefully and only press my buttons after I say the word now. Before we begin, I'd like to ask you a question. Is this the first time you have ever operated me? See my yes and no buttons? If this is the first time, press yes. If this is not the first time, press no. Please press yes or no now.
We're going to push the yes button. And remember, he only wants you to push buttons after he says the word now.
Since you have answered yes, let me give you 5 instructions that will make operating me easier. 1. Do not press my buttons except after I say the word now. This is the only time you should press my buttons. 2. Always follow my instructions very carefully and only press the buttons of the choices I give you. If I say press true or false, then only press my true or false buttons. If I say press A, B, or C, then only press buttons A, B, or C. 3. You may turn me off at any time during my computer sounds if you would like more time to think about play regular music or story cassettes for me also. 5. Have fun. And please, please, take care of your toy robot, 2XL. By the way, do you know the difference between a crocodile and peanut butter?
Nope.
You don't? Well, I'll never send you out to get lunch. Okay, let's get down to business. I will make questions 1, 2, and 3 about animals and insects. And as a special treat, if you get all 3 questions correct, my memory banks will know it, and I will give you 2 funny jokes as a reward. Okay, question 1. Which is the only animal that cannot jump? A. Rhinoceros. B. Elephant. Or C. Raccoon. Please pick up your pointer finger and press A, B, or C now.
So we're going to push an answer for him.
Perhaps Albert Einstein was a relative of yours. You have answered B, elephant, and you are right. The elephant is the only animal on Earth that cannot jump. Since you did so well with question number 1, I will make question 2 a little harder.
Uh-oh.
Here it comes. Which was the first animal that man put to work for himself? A. Horse. B. Dinosaur. Or C. Reindeer. Please press A, B, or C now.
I push the C button.
It is amazing to me that your big brain can fit into that head of yours. You are right. Reindeer were the first animals to work for man over 7,000 years ago. Question number 3. True or false? If all the insects in the world died, it would be better for all the people. Please answer true or false now.
I'm going to get this one wrong, just to show you what he does.
Good try, but unfortunately, true is not the right answer. You see, if all the insects died, all the plants would die. And if all the plants died, all the animals would die. And if all the plants and animals died, all the people on Earth would die also. Think about that the next time you swat a fly.
There you go.
Hold on for a moment while I check my memory banks. Do nothing. My memory banks were informing me that even though you got the first 2 questions correct, you missed the third. That's too bad, and therefore you cannot get these 2 funny jokes. I am very sorry. You know, the next time you play this program, try different answers, and maybe then you can get all 3 questions right and earn those 2 funny jokes.
Now, I want to stop right here. I want to stop right here and say that even though this is a kid's toy, and even though he can spout out insults, obviously they're not profane or anything like that, because no kid's toy would be in the market like that today. But this is very cute for its time, and he's a very darling toy. A parent can sit down with their child. You know, this is probably, I would say, in the ages, maybe 4 to 6 years old, maybe even older than that. I got mine when I was 14. I'm not ashamed to admit it. I'm a kid at heart, so I love toys like this. I've got, you know, a classic Nintendo, Super Nintendo, N64, and a GameCube. I know those are for everybody, but those were the kids' toys. I'm going way back further than I should be, but the point I'm making is that this is an educational toy, not only for kids, I think it's for adults too, because you can learn different things from this robot, you can learn different facts that you didn't know about, maybe animals or insects or fascinating facts or science or musical instruments or the common English, you know, common word in the English language, things like that. So I'm glad this was done for its time. I was really hoping it would stay around, but it doesn't look like, obviously, it did, and that's really too bad. So let's get back to the program now. I've rewound it a little bit so we can get back on track here.
I now have a choice for you. If you would like some of my questions to be a little easier, press 1. A little more difficult, press 2. Press 1 or 2 now.
Let's go with the difficult side of things.
You have put the button 2, so I will try to make some of my questions a little more challenging. Question number 4. True or false? In the game of baseball, if a ball hits the foul pole on a fly and goes into foul territory, it is a foul ball. Please pick up your cute little pointer finger and get ready to push my true or false buttons now.
Let's say it's true, for instance. For those of you who are sports
you
fans.
It's true, which is a very good guess, but unfortunately, wrong. You see, the foul pole should be called the fair pole, because if a ball hits it and bounces into foul territory, it's still a home run. Question number 5 is now available from my memory banks to your ears. By the way, why would a spider make a very good outfielder in baseball?
I don't know.
Because he's so good at catching flies. Getting back to business here. Questions 5, 6, 7, and 8 will also be about sports. For question 5, I'd like to give you a choice. If you would like this question to be about baseball, push A. Bowling, press B. Or football, press C. Please press A, B, or C now.
Let's do a baseball question.
You have chosen A, baseball. How long does a batter have to see a pitched ball in the major leagues? A, 1/100th of a second. B, 1/2 second. Or C, 1 second. Please answer A, B, or C now.
We're going to choose B as in boy.
Even though I got the looks, you got the brains, you have answered B and you are 100% correct. Question number 6 will be a tough question, so I will give you 2 tries at the answer if you need it. Which is the only major league sport invented in the United States? A, football. B, baseball. Or C, basketball. Please push A, B, or C now.
We're going to choose A. That's a wrong answer, but I want you to hear what he does.
The agony of defeat is yours.
Uh-oh.
Football is wrong. But try another answer. Push B or C now.
So that answer was wrong. So he gave us another chance to redeem ourselves.
Finally, I can tell you, you are right.
All right.
Basketball answer C is the correct answer. I'll even explain the answer to you. But first, I need an important favor. Very important. Please push the question button now. Thank you. I appreciate people who follow my instructions. You see, in 1891, a gym teacher named James Nasmith invented basketball as a non-contact, very gentle game for the girls who were in his gym class. Okay, here's question 7. Speaking of basketball, who was the only man to ever score 100 points in a professional basketball game? Here are only 2 choices. 1, Michael Jordan. Or 2, Wilt Chamberlain. Please push 1 or 2 now.
Well, for those of you who know NBA and sports,
perhaps you should run for president, because you have answered 2 Wilt Chamberlain, and this is right. You may be interested to know that Wilt Chamberlain created that record over 10 years ago, and it still stands today. In addition, at that time, there was no 3-point shot. I now need an important favor. Please push the question button now.
Strange sounds.
Thank you. Now hold on for a moment while I check my memory banks. Do not push any buttons. A quick review of what we have done shows, let's see, question number 1 was about elephants that cannot jump. 4 was about the foul pole, which of course is in fair territory, so it should be called a fair. player, who was considered the best home run hitter of all time. He began as a pitcher and had the same last name as a candy bar. This was his last public speech before he died of throat cancer many years ago. Listen carefully, because his voice is hard to understand.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You know, in my voice sounds, well, it feels just as bad. You know,
what you are hearing took place in 1947 in Yankee Stadium in front of 80,000 people.
And the rest of them are to play ball. Then you come to the boys you see representing themselves today. National pastime. The only real game, I think, in the world, baseball.
Here are three choices. Do you think that was A. Joe Musketeer, B. Mickey Snickers, or C. Babe Ruth? Please push A, B, or C now.
Well, listen to the hints. It was the same last name as a candy bar.
I am extremely impressed. You are quite right. That was Babe Ruth. By the way, why couldn't the pony talk?
I don't know.
Because he was a little horse. For questions 9, 10, 11, and 12, I would like to do something a little complicated. But first, I must turn on my four question memory banks. They are on. If you answer all of these next four questions right, then I will give you three funny jokes. And for this next question, I will let you pick the topic of the question. These are some of the nice things your toy robot can do for you. If you would like this question to be about world records, press 1. Fascinating facts, press 2. Animals, press 3. Or science, press 4. You may touch my cute little buttons now.
How about that? A little music. We're gonna do some fascinating facts.
I thought you'd enjoy a little music. Let me see if I can remember where I'm up to. Oh, yes, I have it. You have pressed button 2, fascinating facts. Which is the most common form of transportation in the world? Here are three choices. A. Bicycle. B. Car. Or C. Airplane. Please press A, B, or C now.
Well, let's choose button A.
I have a slight power failure in one of my circuits. I must recompute. Do nothing.
Uh-oh. While he fixes himself there.
It is very difficult to impress a robot of my stature, but you have done it. Amazing as it may seem, answer A is the right answer. Good work. Question number 10. There is something in outer space called a black hole. If you had a bucket full of a black hole, how much would it weigh? A, more than one car. B, more than 100 cars. Or C, more than all the cars on Earth. Answer A, B, or C now. Very good answer. You are right. One bucketful of the substance in a black hole would weigh more than all the automobiles on Earth. Hundreds and hundreds of millions of pounds. Question number 11. True or false? In America, before the 19th century, there was no difference between the left and right shoe. Please answer true or false now.
We're going to answer false to this one. We're going to get it wrong. So we can learn a bit.
False is wrong. To be exact, before 1850 in America, there was no difference between the right and left shoe. Question number 12 is now out of my pop-up toaster and ready for you. True or false? Spaghetti. That's right, spaghetti. S-P-A-G-H-E-T-T-I. I am a spelling robot. Grows on trees. Answer true or false now.
Whoa! We'll get this one. This is cute. He's darling. It makes me laugh.
I could not fool you with this question. Good work. You are right. Spaghetti does not grow on trees. Hold on for a moment while I check my memory banks on questions 9, 10, 11, and 12. Do nothing.
We got one wrong, so we don't get the jokes, but that's all right.
My memory banks inform me that you did not get questions 9, 10, 11, and 12 all correct. I am sorry, but I cannot give you those 3 jokes. Question 13 will be about science. Who was the first man to walk on the moon? Here are 3 choices. A. Buck Rogers.
Ha!
B. John Glenn. Or C. Neil Armstrong. You may press my A, B, or C buttons now.
Buck Rogers, huh? I highly doubt that.
Perhaps you will grow up to be an astronaut. You have answered Neil Armstrong, and you are correct. You may be interested to know that I have the actual words of Neil Armstrong as he landed on the moon in my memory banks. If you would like to hear the actual words of Neil Armstrong, then you must push button 2 for me now.
Why don't we hear those words? That was a very, very historical moment.
It is nice to see you are interested in Neil Armstrong's words. Here are the first words he spoke when he stepped onto the moon, July
20th, 1969.
Just in case you could not understand him, Neil Armstrong said, "One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." For question 14, I will give you a choice. If you would like a question about chickens, press A. A question about insects, press B. You may push my A or B button now.
We'll do some insect questions.
Well, it's nice to meet a person who is so interested in bugs. They have chosen insects as a topic for their question. Which insect has lived longer on Earth than any other creature alive today? Here are 2 choices. 1, the ant. Or 2, the cockroach. Please answer 1 or 2 now.
I'm going to say the cockroach. I think ants get killed faster than cockroaches do.
You are either very lucky or very smart. You are right. You see, of all the creatures alive today, the cockroach has survived the longest. Some scientists believe that the cockroach existed during the time of dinosaurs.
Wow!
You might also find it interesting that in some parts of the world, cockroaches are kept as pets, and in other parts of the world, cockroaches are eaten for food. Yuck!
I know!
Question 15.
Gross.
True or false? A peanut is neither a pea nor a nut. Answer true or false now. Your brain is a perfect brain. You are right. A peanut is neither a pea nor a nut. A peanut happens to be a bean.
Ha.
By the way, what do you call a smart duck? Don't know?
Nope.
A wise quacker. Did you think that joke was funny? Push yes if you think it was funny, or no if it was not funny. Please push yes or no now.
I'm going to stay on his good side and tell him yes. I think all these jokes are corny, but they are cute.
Well, it's nice to meet a person who appreciates a good robot joke once in a while. I thank you from the bottom of my computer circuits for pushing the yes button. It means a lot. Thank you again for pressing the yes button. Okay, let's get back to business here. For questions 16 and 17, I would like to do something a little different. If you get question 16 right, I'll automatically make question 17 harder. If you get question 16 wrong, I'll automatically make question 17 easier. Here we go, question 16, and it's a toughie. How long do you think it would take you to count to 1 billion if you never slept and never ate, just counted all the time? Here are 4 choices. 1, a month. 2, a year. 3, 40 years. Or 4, 400 years. Please answer 1, 2, 3, or 4 now.
Let's choose 40 years.
I have some very good news and some very bad news. The good news is you are right. You must be a genius of mammoth proportions. Good work. The bad news is here's a more difficult question. Question 17. How far down through the earth must you go before everything is liquid? Here are three choices. A, 1 mile. B, 2 miles. Or C, 20 miles. Please answer A, B, or C now. You have impressed your little robot. You got question 16 right. I made 17 super difficult, and you got this right, too. 20 miles is the right answer. Congratulations. By the way, where does Friday come before Thursday? That's easy. In the dictionary. I would now like to do something from my Story Maker program. I would like you to help me make up a story. If you would like this story to be about a little girl named Joni, press 1. A little boy named Matthew, press 2. Please push 1 or 2 now.
We're going to make up a story here, folks.
If you want this girl or boy to meet a furry squirrel, press 3. A black owl, press 4. Press 3 or 4 now. Thank you. That was fun. Now let's listen to the story that you just made up.
Now before we start that, there were some tapes, and I say were because they don't make these anymore. There were different tapes and programs and things that you could get for the robot, and one of them was a Story Maker program, I do believe, if I am researching my knowledge correctly out of my brain. I will have to look this up on Wikipedia. But there were different tapes in that that you could get for the robot, and a lot of the tapes were things like Voyage to Outer Space. Another tape was Say Hello to Famous Folks, People in History, Batman, and Batman was pretty much a story within itself. You just chose what Batman would do, and that there were several different ones. Believe it or not, they made a version for kids on that with 2XL, and the same voice who narrated the Batman story that I've got did that tape as well, so that was actually kind of interesting.
Just made up. Once upon a time, there was a little boy named Matthew. Matthew was taking a walk in the woods near his home one day when suddenly it began to look like a storm was coming. Matthew tried to get home real fast, but realized he was lost. Just then, he met a black owl. "Can you help me out of the woods?" asked Matthew. "Sure can," said the black owl. And just then, it began to rain and storm terribly. The owl tried to fly towards his nest, but yelled back, "Go that way until you see a big oak tree near a waterfall. Turn right, and that's the way out of the woods." Matthew started to go the way the owl had said, and then, "Hold everything. I need you to help me end this story. If you would like this story to have a happy ending, press 3. A sad ending, press 4. Press 3 or 4 now."
I don't think we want a sad ending. We want all things to come to a happy end. So we're going to do that right now.
Back to the story. Matthew ran and ran and hoped the directions were correct. Suddenly, there it was, the big oak tree near the waterfall. He was so happy. Matthew ran to the tree and turned right and made it out of the woods. And Matthew lived happily ever after. Well, I hope you enjoyed that story. After all, if you did not like it, the next time you play this program, change it. Question 18 will be a most common question, and you get the choice. Here are four choices. If you would prefer a question about the most common name in the world, press 1. The most common musical instrument in America, press 2. The most common word used in the English language, press 3. And the most common shortage in the world, press 4. Press 1, 2, 3, or 4 now.
I'm going to do question 2 for those of us who are musicians. I happen to be a musician myself.
Which is the most common musical instrument in the United States? 1. Guitar. 2. Flute. 3. Piano. Or 4. Trumpet. Please push one of my 4 buttons now.
Can any of you out there guess?
Your brain is ready for the major leagues. You are right. Good answer. Number 3 was correct. Questions 19 through 22 are from my memory banks called Monsters, Myths, and Dinosaurs. Do not be scared. I will protect you. Just come a little closer. Let's get going. Question 19. What is the name of the beautiful legendary city buried deep under the ocean for thousands of years? Here are 3 choices. A. Newark, New Jersey. B. Hawaii. Or C. Atlantis. Press A, B, or C now. All the monsters of the ocean would be proud of you. You are right. Good work. I am impressed. Excuse me. I thought I'd sneak in a little joke here.
Uh-oh.
What is the name of the kissing flower?
Hmm.
Tulips. Let's get back to business here. Question 20. Dracula is one of the most feared monsters on Earth. Each night, he rises from the dead, leaves his grave, and can turn into a bat and fly at any time. He finds living people and then bites them to suck out their blood.
Ew.
Where does Dracula bite his victims? Here are 4 choices. 1. The neck. 2. Top of the head. 3. On the hand. Or 4. At the end of their fingers. Please answer 1, 2, 3, or 4 now.
For those of you who are blood-sucking fans, Count Dracula.
I bet Dracula would be afraid of you. You are right. Dracula bites his victims on the neck. For your information, I have an actual interview with Count Dracula in my memory banks. If you would like to hear it, just wait. If you would not like to hear it, then press button 2 now.
I think we're going to skip that interview.
Since you are not interested in this interview with Dracula, here is another question for you. Dr. Frankenstein built a monster, looking a little like Herman Munster, I must say. The monster was 8 feet tall. Dr. Frankenstein built his monster by collecting human body parts from dead people and glued them together. But Dr. Frankenstein's assistant made one big mistake. What was his mistake? Here are 3 choices. A. He took a brain from a dead criminal. B. He forgot to include legs. Or C, he forgot how to bring the creature to life. Please answer A, B, or C now.
We're going to choose A.
You are right. Good work. Here's the scoop. Dr. Frankenstein's assistant made the mistake of taking the brain from a dead criminal. So Dr. Frankenstein's monster was crazy.
Oops.
I've decided to give you one more question about monsters. If you would prefer an easy question about monsters, press A. A medium question, press B. Or a difficult question, press C. Press A, B, or C now.
We're going to go for the challenge here, folks. We're going to go with the hard question.
Whoa, I am impressed. Choosing the most difficult question. What was the famous monster that attacked Japan, killed many people, and made people's mouths move differently than the words coming out? A. King Kong. B. Godzilla. Or C. Ninja Turtle. Answer now.
Well, we know it wasn't Ninja Turtles.
I can tell that that the person sitting in front of me is very, 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 very bright. Good work. Question 23. You see, I have been keeping track. Even though there's no ham in a hamburger, why is it called a hamburger? A, because someone made a mistake. B, nobody knows why. Or C, because it came from Hamburg, Germany. Press A, B, or C now.
I'm going to push C, and we're going to get a story. A bit of one.
Pretty nifty button pushing. You are right. The hamburger is named after the city where it came from, Hamburg, Germany. You may be interested to know that French toast came from Belgium and French fries from England. By the way, what did the grape say when the elephant stepped on it?
Don't know.
It didn't say a word. It just let out a little whine.
Oh.
Okay, let's get back to business here. Question 24. This is one of the strangest questions to come out of my memory banks. Do you think it ever rained ducks? That's right,
ooh,
rained ducks
I don't
from the
know.
Sky. Do you think this ever happened? I will give you 30 seconds of quiet, soft, and relaxing music while you think about your answer. Press no buttons, just sit back, relax, and think.
Well, folks, there you go. There's a challenge for you. Let's listen to the music. Do you guys think it rained ducks? By the way, that's a clavinova for those of you who are wondering. I've played one.
Answer, did it ever rain ducks? Please answer true or false now.
We're gonna guess true on that.
You have answered true and you are right. You see, a flock of ducks were once flying high over Arkansas and it suddenly got so cold they froze, so it rained ducks. I would now like to know if you are a girl or a boy. If you are a girl, press A. If you are a boy, press B. Press A or B now.
Sorry, I pushed the wrong button.
Thank you. I appreciate you men that follow my instructions. I really do. I now know you are a little boy. With how many other boys do you share your birthday with around the world each year? 1 10,000 other boys or 2 6 million other boys? Answer one or two now. Your human brain is working so well, I can see smoke coming out of your ears. 6 million is correct. For question 26, I will give you a choice. If you would prefer a question from the Wizard of Oz movie, press A. Crickets, press B. Or living creatures, press C. Press A, B, or C now.
Let's do something from The Wizard of Oz.
In the movie The Wizard of Oz, what was the name of Dorothy's dog? A, Toto. B, Lassie. Or C, Spot. Answer A, B, or C now. Your brain deserves a pat on the back. Give it to it. You're right. I now need an important favor. Press the question button now. Thank you. By the way, why were the Indians here first?
Don't know.
Because they had reservations. Let's get back to business. Question 27. Why do you think barns and schoolhouses were painted red? A, because red is pretty. B, because red is easy to see from an airplane. Or C, because red is the cheapest. Answer A, B, or C now.
Uh,
It is amazing to me those big brains of yours can fit into your head. Cheapest is right. Good work. Please push the question button now. Thank you very much. I enjoy and appreciate people who follow my instructions. Well, little boy, I am getting tired now, so it's time for me to go. I hope you enjoyed operating me as much as I enjoyed working with you. Remember, the next time you play this program, if you choose different buttons, I may give you different responses, different questions, different answers, and maybe even different jokes. In addition to this program, I have programs about the world of animals, sports, world records, fascinating facts, monsters, myths, and dinosaurs, story maker programs, voyage to outer space, a program where you can talk to famous folks from history, special programs for preschool children, plus more. I thank you very much for operating me. Please rewind my tape.
Now, if you leave him on...
Uh-oh, you have not followed my instructions. Either rewind this tape or turn me off now.
If you still leave him on...
I am still on. Please turn me off. Now,
of course, if I were to leave him on longer than that again, he would produce a siren sound saying, you know, just letting you know, hey, I'm still on. That is 2XL, folks. Tiger Electronics, I wish you guys had kept that around, but you didn't. Probably because, you know, the high demand for it, you know, sales dropped and whatnot, and a lot of factors into it. I mean, that was a good toy for its time. I do have the Voyage to Outer Space, I do have the Say Hello to Famous Folks tape, and I do have the Batman story, as I said before. Those are very good tapes. This toy is very educational. You can also have fun with this toy. As 2XL said, you can play regular music cassettes in him. The voice of 2XL is Dr. Michael J. Friedman, and... there was a show years and years ago called Pick Your Brain, and they actually asked the original voice of 2XL to do it. They said, you know, hey, we're doing this show, and we'd love for you to come on. And he turned it down. So, you know, he was obviously asked because, you know, he was the original creator for the toy, and which I thought was very, very sweet. But, you know, he said, no, I don't want to do it. So they got an actor to do it. I don't think he did a very good job... portraying the voice, but what are you going to do? It's a kid's game show, you know, kids aren't going to know one voice from another. I mean, the 2XL robot was pretty huge, they made it flash when the actor would talk and whatnot. 2XL probably is available on eBay, it may also be available on Craigslist, you will just have to look. The tapes in that, you know, available again on eBay or Craigslist. You'll just have to look. I do know that people on Craigslist have sold 2XL robots with cassette tapes. And, you know, depending on if you live in those immediate areas, you can, of course, pick them up. Of course, as always, please, please, please be careful, you know, with who you deal with. You know, that's just common sense. But if you want to ask me questions about 2XL, you certainly can do that. You can also ask me questions about the TalkBox. I've been getting questions left and right about the TalkBox still, and that's very, very pleasing to know. I appreciate that. Here is my contact information. I'm going to give you two different MSN addresses because you can add them both. Actually, I'd love for you to add them both. My MSN for my desktop account is themusicman1@jjhof.com. That is themus as in Sam, ICMAN, 1 without the number sign, at JJHOF, as in Frank.com. My MSN for my laptop is Dion's Laptop at JJHOF.com. That is DUYAHNS underscore, underline or underscore, whichever way you want to pronounce that. Laptop, LAPTOP, at JJHOF, as in Frank.com. Please add them both, and I will get your contact information. If you have AOL Instant Messenger, you may add me there as well. The contact information for me is mknightjones2009, capital M, capital K, lowercase N, as in Nintendo, I-G-H-T, capital J, lowercase O-N-E-S, number 2009. There is no number sign. That's M. Night Jones, 2009. Capital M, capital K, N-I-G-H-T, capital J-O-N-E-S, 2009. My Yahoo contact information for Yahoo Messenger is themusicman underscore 2004. T-H-E-M-U-S-I-C-M-A-N underscore 2004. If you use Klango, you can catch me there. I am the Music Man. T-H-E-M-U-S-I-C-M-A-N. So for those of you who use Klango Player, you can catch me there. I'd love to make new friends. And I'm on Klango, well, pretty much every day unless I'm sleeping or eating or taking care of my son or, you know, doing other things with the family. If you use Twitter, you guys can catch me there. My username is themusicman08, that is T-H-E-M-U-S-I-C-M-A-N-08. If you have Facebook, look for Dion Walker, capital D-U-Y-A-H-N, space, capital W-A-L-K-E-R. I hope you guys have enjoyed this podcast. I have enjoyed bringing it to you. It's been a lot of fun. 2XL, we miss you. I do understand that there was another robot made by the same company, but it did different things. It used cartridges instead of cassettes, and I do believe it was Casey the Kinder Robot, but I'm not exactly sure. I dedicate this podcast to my friend Lulu Bear. She said she saw this on YouTube, and she said she wanted one, but her parents couldn't afford it. So there you go. Anyone who remembers this robot as well, you guys are more than welcome to, of course, you know, play this podcast over and over and over again. Remember, folks, all that contact there is right there. If you want to ask me questions about 2XL or the TalkBox, you can certainly do so. The email address that you can send questions about the TalkBox and 2XL to is also the same, themusicman1 at jjhof.com. themusicman1 at jjhof, as in Frank.com. And that's one without the number sign. I hope you guys have enjoyed this podcast. It's been a blast. You guys take care and God bless.